And what about the sentinel node procedure? First of all, how do you do it? How many nodes did you identify, and what did you see in her?
Well, I guess I'm a belt and suspenders individual, and so I utilize both the blue dye and the radioisotope approaches together. The patient in our facility has the technetium sulfur colloid placed before surgery. We don't get lymphoscintigraphy any longer for breast cancer because we found that not to add very much, although the radiologist will sometimes utilize that, but quite uncommonly now. We do survey in the operating room with one of the gamma probes. We happen to use the neoprobe, and we look for evidence of uptake that's outside of the axilla, but it's quite uncommon, again, to find that. We, in the operating room, inject the lymphogen blue dye, as do most, I think, people in this country, and usually remove anywhere from 1 to 4 sentinel nodes in the average patient.
What happened with her?
In her case, we actually had 4 sentinel lymph nodes, that is 4 nodes that had radioactivity. And I find the radioactivity is useful because after removing the first bluest, hottest node, one would like to see the counts drop to less than 10% at background. And if you still have counts, then I think it's important to take those additional nodes out, which we did in this case. The ultimate result was a final pathology demonstrating a tumor size of 0.8 centimeters, which just goes to show you that these cancers can appear larger on examination, the infiltrating ductals. Conversely, the infiltrating lobulars are often larger than they may appear on imaging and even on palpation. The margins were clear all the way around, and the 4 sentinel lymph nodes were all negative for malignancy, both by immunohistochemistry as well as by standard H&E staining.